organise the trip to Rotto yesterday?
Yeah, actually took about five guys across to Rotto and took the ball across and mucked around with that for a bit, but did a bit of stand-up paddle and a bit of a surf and, yeah, had some fun.
That's the business today. How's the whole experience going?
It's been a great 10 days or whatever it's been that we've been together. Just a collection of like-minded people, players, coaches, even the support staff, the physios, Rob Spurs from Sydney, who's a strength and conditioning coach. Everyone is at the top end of their game, so to be able to mix with those sort of guys has been really good.
Picking up a few bits and pieces from the other guys?
Yeah, both Ross and I have got ears and eyes open, just figuring out where the rest of the competition is at. And for me, from a leadership perspective, to be able to pick the brain of Scott Pendlebury and Joel Selwood and ask them about their trials and tribulations as captains, particularly young captains, is invaluable.
Is there one point that shines through that they've talked to you about, Nathan?
There's a couple, but I'll keep that closed book.
Sean Higgins has been flown in to join the squad. What does he bring and add, do you think, that you need?
Yeah, he's top-end talent. He's elite skill and quick, so it'll suit the way that we've been playing. We use the ball quite well by hand over in Adelaide and converted quite well in front of goals, so he'll slot in nicely.
They're quick too, aren't they, the Irish? Did they surprise you with their pace?
No, they didn't surprise us because we know that their skill is by foot and with speed. So a couple of times they were looking to run guys down and really run away from us, but we'll have to try and mitigate that this week.
Is that one of the reasons Sean's been brought in, to give you a few extra wheels?
Oh, potentially. When we look around the competition, who's available and who fits the way we want to play, he's the right fit.
The obvious question regarding to AFL after the weekend's game is that you went forward and had a big impact on the scoreboard. Is that something we may see from you in AFL footy, or is it a different set of circumstances?
Well, I'd argue that for the last 5 years of my career, that's exactly how I've played, as a midfielder drifting forward, kicking goals, so there's nothing new here.
But you really went forward and really, in fact, like three overs and a goal was really in the scoreboard in the context of that game, wasn't it?
It was fantastic, yeah.
How hard is the ball to mark?
Marking it itself is okay, but judging the flight of the ball can be quite difficult. I think Dangerfield, Ben Brown and Paddy Ryder were marking it quite well, but that's what we work on training today, the different spin techniques, because it does drift or drop depending on how it's spinning.
Does it do more in the air than you thought it would?
I played a little bit in 14 before I got injured, and I've taken the round ball away with me, so I know how difficult it can be, but it's more the connection with the kicker. You really got to watch it off their boot.
Do you think the interest is there to potentially take this series to a three-game series from the players, and do you think the fans would like that as well? What's your thoughts?
Oh, the interest from the players is certainly there. This series has been quite successful, I think, and this week coming up at Subiaco, we're expecting a big crowd. We're hoping we can get 35,000-plus fans here, and after the weekend's performance, and the skill level from both sides, I think this has a lot of life left in it, this series.
Last game at Subi, will you be upset or happy to go to the new stadium?
A lot of fond memories from this ground, and if we can get a wind, that'll be a great way to send it off, but we're staying over at Burswood right next to the new stadium, so I'm licking my lips to get across there and play some footy.
Has the team been in there to have a look?
This team or yeah. Fremantle?
The Australian.
This team, no.
Do you have a favourite memory here?
It's pretty hard to go past our prelim final win against Sydney, which set us up for the grand final.
Nat, can you try and, I guess, for us to describe what's it like running out in an Australian jumper, you're going to be in front of your home crowd, really going on, just tell us how exciting it is and what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the series, I thought I'd be pretty pumped to play, but once I pulled the emblem on and we're running out alongside the guys like Luke Shuey, Chad Wingard, Scott Pendlebury, Eddie Betts, the names go on, and representing the country and having the fans behind us, it was pretty special. And you saw the celebration when I kicked that goal and the whole team really came in. This game means a lot to the players playing, and it's something that I'll remember for a long time.